Welcome back to Lazy Afternoons with Sarah Grace. Today's book review looks at unfairness in our nation's schools. Jonathan Kozol's book, Savage Inequalities, investigates the injustices in several school systems throughout America. Each chapter highlights a school district, going into the inner workings of that school system and meticulously looking at what each school lacks and how these deficiencies affect the children and the education they receive. Each chapter also compares the underprivileged school system of interest with nearby schools that are able to provide their students with adequate supplies and education. With so much information to present, Kozol skillfully intersperses statistics and facts from the schools, as well as providing personal accounts of individual students, teachers, and administrators. These accounts provide a very thorough and realistic picture of what life is like at each school, as well as a shocking realization of what each place and person is in desperate need of. Kozol's book is organized by school systems, but today I will look at the individual issues carried across these school districts, in particular, poverty, support, and racial segregation. The first issue Kozol tackles is poverty. For many students growing up in impoverished cities, school, the only place with the potential to offer them a better life and hope for the future, is as equally discouraging. These children are not lucky enough to benefit from the comforts of schooling that other American students enjoy, and they are extremely aware of this. Dr. Lillian Parks, the superintendent of the East St. Louis school system in Illinois, laments the hopelessness of this situation.
Gifted children are everywhere in East St. Louis, but their gifts are lost to poverty and turmoil, and the damage done by knowing they are written off by the society. Many of these children have no sense of something to belong to.
Kozol highlights how prevalent poverty is in the home, the neighborhood, and the school, and how, because of this, these children are not given a chance to seize opportunities enjoyed by many suburban students around the country. Following this downward spiral of exponentially fewer support and resources, students seem to simply accept the inequalities instead of demanding better education. Kozol then moves on to the importance of support from all directions and the damage the lack of such support causes. For the children Kozol writes about, not only are their communities unsupportive and their school buildings falling down, but it appears that they are also missing encouragement at home. A result of one subpar school system is a high dropout rate, as high as 86% in some areas. Even more devastating than this statistic is the fact that teachers are often relieved and even counting on students dropping out so that their overcrowded classrooms will be reduced to a more manageable size. Kozol recognizes the problems of incompetent administration, uninvolved parents, unsupportive legislation, impoverished communities, and insufficient funding crises. Finally, Kozol focuses on segregation. Kozol proposes that racism often goes hand in hand with other inequalities. The trend of middle-class white families moving to the suburbs was the start of the segregation in education. It is now reinforced by the desire for these families to keep their children and school systems elite and separate from the black inner-city children. Kozol sums up the situation when he says,
"Whether consciously or not, the system writes off its poorest students."
Segregation continues to exist decades after the repeal of Plessy v. Ferguson's ruling of separate but equal education facilities, partly because wealthy surrounding suburbs are comprised of white families who refuse to embrace an integrated school system. Though over 15 years old now, this book is still extremely relevant. Different cities and school districts may hold the titles of being most impoverished or lowest funded, but the fundamental issues still exist. These schools are not providing adequate education for our children. Their students are not offered the same opportunities that other students in wealthy suburban school systems are, and, worst of all, little is being done to bring about change in these inequities. These injustices stem from socioeconomic issues, racism, and poverty. I found it disheartening to read of the savage inequalities in these places, but ultimately the message was not one of despair, but of challenge and hope. It is better to focus on what can be done to turn things around for these rundown school systems instead of placing blame and writing them off as hopeless. Thank you for joining us today. Tune in tomorrow for a fresh episode of Lazy Afternoons with Sarah Grace.